Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Newell off. He'll be back next week. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be with you today as we open up the lunch buffet. It's potluck. Bring whatever you want. We'll chew on it, talk about it, and consider it can be anything we've already talked about. It can be the breaking up of the bromance between the president and Elon Musk. It can be LSU baseball, Saints football, anything else you want to bring to the buffet. We'll talk about it here on WWL. One thing I want to talk about is what's going on with the space program. So much of the future of Michoud is dependent on what's happening with NASA and with the U.S. space program, and with Japan trying to land a lunar rover on the moon this week. I thought it'd be a great time to talk about it, and I can think of no one better to help us find out what's going on in outer space than Peter King, CBS News correspondent and space junkie. Hey, Peter.
Good afternoon, Dave, and thanks for having me on. It's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, always a pleasure. We only get to talk a couple times a year, but I always look forward to it when we have the opportunity. And I always remember the day you bought us a bunch of charbroiled oysters and brought them up here to the radio station when you were in town, and I will always be grateful for that.
And I will always be grateful that you remembered that. Thank you.
So what is going on? Let's start with this attempt for Japan to land on the moon with a rover. How did that go for Japan?
It didn't go well. I mean, let's face it. Landing on the moon or any place that's not the Earth is very, very hard. We don't know exactly what happened. We know that the iSpace company, which is the company that built the spacecraft, it was a privately owned, privately financed mission that launched from here in Florida back in January on a SpaceX rocket. And they took the long way around the moon to save fuel and power and such. They lost touch with the spacecraft called Resilience about 2 minutes before it was supposed to soft land on the moon, and they have determined that basically that soft landing turned into a crash landing.
So it wasn't quite resilient enough.
It was not quite resilient enough, and the name Resilience was adopted after their first spacecraft crashed 2 years ago, so they were hoping for much better results. This is a tough thing. There have been private companies and five countries in all that have landed uncrewed spacecraft on the moon. And China's even landed a robotic spacecraft on the far side of the moon. It's a very, very difficult thing to do. The learning curve is very, very high, and we've got to give the Japanese credit for giving it a try and for a private company to put its money into it. So hopefully better luck next time. They can figure out what went wrong.
All right. With the caveat that things could change dramatically specifically with this dispute now between Elon Musk and his SpaceX company and the president of the United States and Donald Trump, prior to the last couple of days of barbs being thrown on social media and the bromance breaking up and the fight between these two gentlemen, where are we at with the U.S. space program? I have two people in my inner circle, two family members who were working in the aerospace industry here in New Orleans out at the NASA Michoud Assembly Facility, and both have seen staff reductions claim their jobs. And it made me wonder, are we still going to land astronauts on the moon? Are we still going to send a mission from the moon to Mars? What's the plan right now for NASA?
Right now, it's everything is very, very much in flux. We don't even have a permanent NASA administrator. Donald Trump pulled Jared Isaacman's name from nomination earlier this week, and I think that was part of the whole blow up with Musk, because Isaacman and Musk were very, very closely aligned, and a lot of people are upset that his name was pulled because they felt that he had a really good plan for leading NASA through whatever is next. But the question is, what is next? And that is very much in flux. I hate to dance around it. I think what's happening specifically with the programs that affect Michoud, the Space Launch System, the monster rocket that's supposed to launch Americans to the moon, may be one or two flights and done. Because Mr. Trump has said he wants to focus more on Mars, less on the moon. And the SLS is a very, very expensive proposition that's already years behind schedule and many billions of dollars over budget. So I think we may see a couple of launches because of what's already in the pipeline, but I think that's going to be it. One will send four astronauts around the moon next April, if everything goes according to plan. That launch vehicle is being stacked at the Vehicle Assembly Building at Kennedy Space Center right now. Whether NASA actually lands astronauts on the moon by its goal before the end of the decade, now that's a question because...
Yeah, last I heard, they were working on the third vehicle here in New Orleans. I remember last year when they delivered the second vehicle, and that's the one you just referenced, that's in Cape Canaveral now awaiting its launch. But I don't know what's going on with the third one here and if and when it's ever going to be delivered.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, and that's a big, big question. Keep in mind that there are a lot of moving parts on this. One of the biggest parts of the whole moon equation is Elon Musk's Starship launch vehicles, the Starships that were supposed to actually land astronauts on the moon. And yet we have yet to have a successful Starship flight in Earth orbit and a successful touchdown. So, you know, that's very, very much up in the air. There are alternative lunar landers that are being designed by other providers But again, a lot of moving parts, and you know, we don't know how many of them are actually moving in the right direction at this point.
All right. So without an administrator and without clear direction from the administration, I understand the position you're in, and you can't really tell us what the future holds. And that's kind of been the back and forth, I think, going back to George W. Bush as president. We've kind of seen the program change with every administration and the expectations shifted. But you said that President Trump wants to focus more on Mars. Would that be talking about, instead of landing on the moon, then using that as a lunar base to then send a mission to Mars, going directly from Earth to Mars in theory?
Well, in theory, that's a possibility. But you know what? We don't have any specifics. We know that he has his sights on Mars. Elon Musk has had his sights on Mars. And, you know, I think if he had his way, he's going to be just shooting for Mars and forget about the moon. So I wish I had more concrete answers for you, because
no,
all
fair.
Of that is in the mix.
We don't want you
all
to make it up.
All of that is in the mix.
Yeah, you know, Elon Musk actually played a role in a TV show on Disney Plus called Mars. And it was part, they would go back and forth from a documentary-style interview program to then extrapolating that to and them kind of envisioning what it would be like and giving us a drama that takes place on Mars. And so his passion for Mars was very clear in that. There were two seasons of it. I think one of them is on Disney Plus, and the other I had to find on some weird network that I had to subscribe to and then cancel. But so Elon Musk clearly has a passion for Mars, but how much passion does President Trump now have for Elon Musk? And will they work together to get to Mars?
Well, and there are other questions that go with all of this. I mean, you're talking about two people in your inner circle who have lost their jobs because of recent reductions in workforce, if you will. I mean, NASA is cutting about a third of its workforce right now. The budget is going to be about a quarter less than what was originally requested, from $25 to about $19 billion. There are stop work orders on all kinds of projects within the space agency. Don't forget, we still have the space station up there, but that support for that within the administration is waning, and they're looking at an end game for U.S. involvement in the space station and for the space station itself. So, I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff going on here, Dave.
Yeah, and then we throw in when he was president the first time, President Trump created the Space Force, and a lot of people thought, well, maybe that will actually help NASA, buoy NASA, because there'll be more money and research put into developing our space technology for the Space Force. But we hear almost nothing about the Space Force now.
Well, Space Force is basically the space wing, or what used to be the space wing of the Air Force, and you know, there's also been talk of Space Force and NASA merging some operations, too. I mean, the variables here are mind-boggling.
Peter, we appreciate your joining us, and I get the position you're in, so I wasn't expecting you to give us answers to questions you can't answer, but at least you've kind of helped us understand where things stand right now, you know, with the budget cuts and the uncertainty in the future of the program, and I guess we shall see. We will, as we like to say, stay tuned.
We didn't even talk about what's going on with Musk and Trump and the whole threatening to pull SpaceX funding and this and that. And, you know, all of that makes this a very, very complicated mix right now. But you're right. You know, stay with us, and we'll report and tell you everything we know when we know it.
All right, Peter, we look forward to you joining us again, and we always enjoy hearing you on the CBS Radio Network here on WWL. I know you got to run, so we'll let you do that. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Peter.
Dave, thank you. Great speaking with you.
CBS's Peter King here on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.